case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good news to start the day. It'll be like 37, 38 for a high today.
Hell yeah.
That's not bad.
That's great. You know why?
Why?
Because my good news is I'm stealing it. Hope it's not yours. We're bell ringers today.
Oh. Thank you.
The people I run past at the grocery store so I don't have to give them money because I'm broke.
Uh-huh.
I'm now going to be them. This is our full circle karma moment in life for running past the Salvation Army people.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
We're going to be out ringing the bell today. Yep. I don't know why I'm doing the hand gesture like I have a bell in my hand.
Because you're practicing. You know, you're going to need that. You're going to need that practicing.
Careful, you ring from side to side. You ring up and down. You're doing something dirty. Stop that.
Yeah, right? It does. They have a day of local celebrities ringing the bell downtown at the Milwaukee Public Market.
Yes.
So, if you work downtown, you're downtown, come by for lunch. We're going to be out there what time again?
One to two on the Broadway Street Deck entrance.
And we want to win. So don't go to like the kettle on Water Street. No, that's not us. Come to us put money in our kettle.
You know, they sent us a link that people can donate to our virtual kettle. I think we should start giving it out this morning.
Are we allowed to do that? They sent it to us.
Why the hell can't we? We have a radio platform. I say we start talking about it.
You know what?
I want to win.
Should we make a blog about it?
Oh.
And then start tweeting it out?
Why not?
Oh. They said we can do it.
Okay, but one time this guy on the station asked for money from listeners and got in big trouble. So I'm like scared to ask people for money.
Well, we're asking for the Salvation Army. Yeah, well, we'll talk about it.
I know, but... We'll discuss that, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Come see us at the Milwaukee Public Market, 1 to 2, ringing the bell.
Yes. Regardless, come down there. We'll be there. My good news, earlier we were talking about the Christmas tree in our house. I have an update.
Yes.
Because my wife and I still have yet to put up our Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Just been putting it off. And we decided last night... No Christmas tree at all.
Oh, you made the executive decision.
I made the decision, and she said that she was listening to us yesterday, and she goes, you know what? You're kind of right.
I think that's awesome.
It's stupid to put it up, and we're going to be gone for the week of Christmas. It doesn't make any sense. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, if you don't care, I mean.
It's
right?
Inside.
We did hang
Nobody
stockings.
Nobody sees it but you. Mm-hmm.
There's little stockings with our name, so when Santa comes down our...
For the gifts. When
Santa comes down our gas fireplace and squeezes through the tubing, he's got to be able to leave us something in our stocking.
Well, your wife, you mean, needs to re-gift something in your stocking.
Yes.
like the candles Gibbons gave you.
She really just wanted the cute ones from Target with the little letters on it, so there's an A and an E and an S for Samson.
Aww.
We're so ridiculous.
We have a stocking for Bella. It has her name on it.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
We didn't put his full name on it. Santa knows what S means.
It's weird how obsessed you are with him and you don't have a stocking for him.
We do have a stocking for him. There's an S for him. It's a little S.
You said it was ridiculous, though.
It is ridiculous.
Stockings for dogs for life. Vote for stockings for dogs.
I'll vote for him. I just think they're ridiculous.
Dogs need stockings, too, man.
Let the dogs have Christmas. Christmas for all dogs.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I got a 90-minute nap in yesterday, you guys.
Nice.
I haven't napped for an hour and a half and forever. It felt really, really, really good.
You gave up your life to take care of kids all day, dude.
Yeah, I know, and I haven't had a 90-minute nap since, and it's been great to have one yesterday. It was awesome.
Sleep is a precious, precious thing to
Much
get.
Much more appreciative of it once the kids pop up.
Exactly.
All good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.